587-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
Jesus knew it wasn't the physical healing that he needed. What he needed was a change of mindset. He said, take up your bed. This man's crippled. Heal me first, and then I'll take it up. Now, Jesus said, see, like Jesus saw two boats. He wasn't asking the questions yet. He saw the boat he was going to get into. He acted in faith. He said, take up your bed. The moment the man went to grab the bed, something happened. And when he began to carry the bed on the Sabbath, he broke a mindset. See, sometimes it's your mindset. It's not God's generosity determining your blessing. God has already blessed you. It's your capacity to receive his generosity. Some of us on this Sunday need to take up our bed and begin to walk. Need to take up something in your life and say, you know what? This ain't binding me no more. The devil is a lie. I done listened to him long enough. I'm taking this thing up and I'm going to let God be God. I'm going to take the limits off of God. God is able and God is willing. He'll do just what he said he'll do. And sometime it ain't. He's waiting on you. He's already generous. But you need to take up your bed. Stop talking about what's limiting you. Determining your mind, get in your mouth, this is not going to limit me anymore. I may start with $5, but I'm not stopping with $5. Genesis chapter 26, God told Isaac, go into Gerar in a time of famine. In a time where money was acting funny. See, that's the thing about God. He's very unconventional. He don't wait till everything's rosy. Then he shows up and says, I'm God. No, he waits till everything is messed up. He'll come to you in the whirlwind, in a tornado. Remember Elijah told Elisha, if you see me when I'm caught up, this mantle's going to fall on you. He stayed with him through Jericho, through the different places where Bethany, he had to follow him. But he said, now, if you see me, when this tornado, when this sandstorm starts, hello, somebody. When this sand starts to kick up, y'all know what a sandstorm is? A whirlwind. When the whirlwind came, when God came to get Elijah, a whirlwind. And you know, the first thing you do is guard your eyes. But he said, if you see me, if you got the wherewithal to keep your eyes on me in the midst of all this opposition, stop trying to block your sight. Stop trying to mess your eyes up, distort your sight. If you can see me, this mantle's going to come on you in the midst of the whirlwind. You got to keep your eyes fixed on him. Tears might be coming out your eyes. You got to keep them fixed. They may be blood red from crying. That eagle, we saw an eagle at 50,000 feet. Them birds, I believe they can go out of space. I don't know about that, but they're flying. But he'll spot a snake. He'll spot a rabbit. He'll spot a prey, be a mile up. He'll spot it. He got eagle eyes. And guess what? It don't matter how the wind is blowing him. His eyes stay fixed. He's fighting them wind currents. But he gets close. His eyes are fixed on that prey. You see a fish swimming too close to the surface. He got him. Why? Because his eagle eye, it stays fixed He said, take up your bed. Break this mindset. My generosity will manifest to you when you just change your perspective. Tell somebody, you got to see God in the world. He saw him. He said, my father, the chariot of God. He was called away, but the mantle fell. We cannot, when we allow God to work like he wants to work in our heart, we can't control the process. That's why we can't allow pride. Come on, pride will make you real stiff. You're unbending, you know, you won't give in, you won't, you know. I don't know about you, but you know, it's better. See, the wisdom that comes from above is not the wisdom of this world. The wisdom that comes from above is first pure, like a child, uncontentious, has no ulterior motives, seeks the best. It's first pure, then it's peaceable. Hey, you think you got wisdom and you fussing everybody out. You just stopping short of cussing them out. You fussing them out to get your way, and now you in control, so you think you wise. No, you crazy. I said, you crazy. You short of crazy. That's not the mind of Christ. The wisdom from above is peaceable. See, a lot of folk feel like they lost something because they made peace with somebody. I make peace with a lot of people because I know if I don't and they keep at me, God gonna get them. Oh, y'all didn't hear that. See, some of y'all ain't there yet, but see, that's why I said pray for your enemies. He said, touch not my anointed. When you busy about God's word, God don't let people mess with you too long. Because you're on an assignment. You got work to do. God's not going to let them mess with you and thwart you and mess your mind all up and hurt you and take from you. Not for long. That's why I said, pray for your enemies that I'll have mercy on them. He that hunger, give him food. He that thirst, give him drink. Avenge not yourself. Don't do it yourself. He said, I'll repay. I'm talking about New Testament. That's Romans. That's not Old Testament. That's the God of the New Testament. He said, I'll trouble them that trouble you. If you'll stay on your assignment, God's not going to let folk just block you and mess you up and take from you, talk about you. Not for long. If he does allow it at all, it's for your good. It's because you got some pride you got to get rid of. Is you got to humble yourself a little bit more. Huh? I said, there's some stuff he got to do inside of you. That's what it's for. Amen. So, amen. When things don't happen, come on, we have to stay free. Tell somebody, I got to stay free. When things don't happen, when you think. And, you know, we all have opinions and thoughts and experiences that we've had. And so we think certain ways. And, you know, we expect certain things to happen. But when they don't happen all the time the way you think, or when you think they should, you cannot become religious again. With your, you know, you fall back on something that's safe, a religious mode of thinking, religious externalism. God tells you to love, folks, and sometimes when that comes to you real strong in prayer and you know how to give, about five folks come across your path that are haters. And by the second or third one, you done had enough. Love. Surely God must have meant something else. And you go to studying love, trying to define love another way. I'm gonna fix this to how I'm feeling right now. Help me, Holy Ghost. He done put that in you, and now it's being tested. To do what? To stretch your capacity. Go with me to Isaiah 54. Isaiah 54. God's got you on his mind. Yes, he does. That's not just rhetoric. Verse 1 says, sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Verse 2, enlarge the place of thy tent. That's been the prophetic word I've been on for the last three or four services. God spoke it into my spirit. It's time to enlarge. Enlarge the place of thy tent, and let them stretch forth the curtains of thine habitations. Spare not, lengthen thy cords, and strengthen thy stakes. Next verse. For thou shalt break forth on the right hand and on the left, and thy seed shall inherit the Gentiles, and make the desolate cities to be inhabited. Tell somebody, God's up to something. Verse 4, this is what the Lord spoke to me in prayer. He said, fear not, for you shall not be made ashamed. For you shall not be ashamed. I'll say it again. He said, fear not, as you enlarge, as you move in faith, as you bust a move, as you go beyond where you've been before, as you start believing God for what you've never believed before, as you start to increase in love, God said, don't fear. Don't be afraid of that. I'm not going to allow you to be made ashamed. You will not be made ashamed. Come on, tell somebody, I'm not going to fail. It's not in my DNA to fail. It's not in God's plan to fail. That is not your destiny to fail. God brought you out of where he brought you out of to take you into where he's taking you into. He didn't take you out to leave you in the desert. He didn't take you out to go halfway. He brought you out to take you in. Tell somebody, I'm going in. I can't speak for everybody, but I'm going in. And it don't matter how he gets me in there. It doesn't matter how long it takes. I'm not worried about how long or when or who or where. All I know, I'm going in. I'm going to be in that land that flows with the milk and honey. I said, I'm going to be there where God sees about the land. Won't be like a land of Egypt where you got to work with the sweat of your brow. And what you produce is what you get. No, it's a land that God watches over himself. Where it drinks of the water of heaven. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. Where God prospers you in his season. Come on, somebody say winter, spring, summer, fall, all seasons. The fifth season, due season. Tell somebody, I'm in my due season. Come on, right now it's due season. We've been through the winter, we've been through the spring, the fall, the summer. Right now is a due season. It's time for something to come forth. It's time for the baby to be born. It's time to break out. It's time to rise up. It's time. Come on, tell somebody, it's my turn now. You've been in line a long time, but now you're at the front of the line. Now it's your turn. Now it's your time. Oh, I'm not just talking to the walls here. Come on, I said it's your time.
Thank you for joining us as we continue in Mega Grace.
We invite you to worship with us. Please join us in our newly added 8:30 a.m. service on Sundays. See you there.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.